This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I got a breathless call from a reporter friend of mine the other day. He's covering the latest controversy that has erupted over the incoming Donald Trump administration. And say what you like about the new president, he's clearly enacting a full employment plan for journalists with his one controversy per minute policy. But Donald Trump's previous job before the one he starts next week was, as everyone knows, being the host of The Apprentice. But he was more than the host, as often happens with high-profile talent. He was also an executive producer of the show, and note the word choice here, he was an executive producer, not the executive producer. See, executive producers of feature films are often only glancingly involved in the actual production. They might have owned at one time the rights to the script or the original material on which the film is based, or they may have had something to do with the financing. Sometimes they are merely the managers or attorneys of the stars of the picture and were responsible for delivering the stars to the project and making the initial deals, but then basically retreating to their offices. The way you can tell that the executive producer of a movie had nothing to do with it, a cynical producer friend of mine puts it, is because the credit has the word executive in it. When have executives of anything been useful at all? But in the world of TV, where I work and where the next president of the United States worked too, the executive producer credit is a bit more complex. In the TV world, there are sometimes a dozen executive producers, which is about 11 too many, but only one is known as the showrunner, which is about as glamorous as it sounds. The showrunner runs the show, which means when you cut away all the tinsel and the hype, that when the phone rings, it rings for the showrunner. When there's a problem on the set, it's a problem for the showrunner. When a script needs to be rewritten, it's the showrunner's fingers that do the typing, and when the bad news comes, it comes to the showrunner first. That's the difference between being the executive producer and being an executive producer. So when the next president of the United States announced recently with a casual shrug that he would continue to serve as an executive producer of The Apprentice, show business outsiders instantly wondered how on earth a man serving in the most taxing job in the world could also find time to guide and produce a TV show, and reporters like my friend swung into action. Journalists wrote articles and editorials questioning the unseemly relationship between a large media organization and a political office. I mean, couldn't this lead to interference with the presumed impartiality of the network's news and programming operations? And wouldn't this connection result in The Apprentice becoming a propaganda arm for the incoming administration? And from his powerful perch as the executive producer, couldn't the next president use his show as a personal megaphone, unmediated by any checks or guardrails? And those fears, of course, are unnecessary because as an executive producer of The Apprentice, Donald Trump will do what he does best, which is to collect fees for doing as little as possible. And in this respect, he may find he fits in well in D.C., but he'll have zero to do with the content of the show or its storylines and guest cast. He'll be as far away from the set of The Apprentice and its crises and decisions as, well, as almost every other executive producer. In other words, he will be an executive producer of a television show, but he will be the showrunner of an entire country. And many of us might prefer it be the other way around, but like all such things, that one is contractual. And that's it for this week. Next week, we have a couple of new theories for KCRW.